Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. As always, if you haven't done so yet, hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode of the Millionaire Mindcast. And please leave a review if you haven't done so yet. If you've gotten any value from previous shows or today's episode, if you're new to the podcast, if there's one thing that shifts your degree of thinking in a positive way that gets you wanting to take more action or to pursue a better habit or to expand your goals or to live bigger or to just take massive action towards living your rich life, all I ask is that you leave an honest review on whatever platform it is that you enjoy listening to that content on. This is how we continue to organically grow and reach more amazing people like you. Today's review spotlight, this is something new that I'm doing on the episode to just say thank you to the amazing listeners, you who are taking 1 to 2 minutes out of your day to leave a positive review, because this is how we continue to impact more people together. And today's review spotlight goes to Brooke Molyneux. Brooke, thank you so much for the amazing review. And most importantly, I love to see and hear about, one, your takeaways, but how you are implementing those takeaways in your journey. So thank you so much. And if you, the listener, want to be featured on the show in our spotlight review, all you have to do is leave a review and tag me on your social media story. That's it. I've got a great episode for you guys today on 10 ways to be more likable. So let's go ahead. Let's dive in right after this short message. This episode is brought to you by ExtremeAccountability.com, the number one virtual platform for world-class accountability groups for hard-charging entrepreneurs and business owners alike. If you are someone who is already successful and you're ready to take it to that next level and want to mastermind weekly with other hand-selected high achievers who hold each other accountable on life and business goals, head over to ExtremeAccountability.com to learn more. All right, so let me start by saying this. I'm not saying that you need to be liked by everyone, but what I am saying is that by being likable, it is going to help you in getting to your rich life a little bit faster, a little bit more efficiently, a little bit more effectively, and a little bit more enjoyably, right? You don't want everybody to like you. Let's just start there, okay? Because that means you don't stand for anything. However, there are many benefits to being a likable individual. I say that one of the things that has helped me get into conversations and opportunities and deals that I've financially profited from and building out my network and meeting and reaching mentors that I probably wouldn't have had access to, it's because I've had many of those individuals tell me, Matty, you're just a likable dude. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? So I've kind of dissected that over the years, right? I've looked at things in myself that I've deployed. I also look at other people that I like, that I find really likable, and look at similar characteristics or, you know, things that they do that I believe make them more likable. So I wanted to share with you 10 ways you can become more likable, as well as what the likability factor is. And I use it as an equation, okay? And this is the likability equation. It is confidence plus humility plus energy over value. So if you could see this formula, it is confidence plus humility plus energy over value. Being confident in who you are, what your skills are, what you bring to the table in your own skin. People like confident people. That's infectious. The same thing, people also like humility, not being cocky, right? Confidence and cockiness are two separate things, being confident, but also being humble. No matter how much money you have, no matter how many accolades or achievements you have, right? What status in life you have, just being humble, right? That is something that I always admire in other people. And then energy. If you've listened to one of the recent podcasts, it's a superpower that I think a lot of people aren't taking advantage of, is energy. This is a superpower that all of us have access to make a choice about what kind of energy we bring to every meeting, what kind of energy we bring to the gym, what kind of energy we bring to our relationships, we bring to the conference room, we bring to any aspect of our life. We know those people who have infectious energy. Man, I just can't help enjoy being around that person. I feel supercharged when I'm around that person. We also know those people who are energy vampires and suck the energy and the life out of you and that you really don't want to be around, right? So if you can be confident, if you can be humble, if you can bring great energy and lay that over the foundation of always trying to add value as your intention in everything that you do in life, you are, in my opinion, going to be seen as a likable person and are going to want people are going to want to be around you. They're going to want to pull you into opportunities. They're going to want to invite you to things and events and experiences that you maybe wouldn't have had an opportunity otherwise. So just think about that. But I want to give you 10 ways that you can actually become more likable. And these are things that I have, I don't want to say written as laws, but that I employ when I think I have learned over the years have been beneficial and served me in my relationship building that have unlocked and opened more doors, more opportunities, more things like that. Okay. So number one, remember someone's name. Very simple. The most important word in the English language, or really in any language, right, is somebody's name to themselves. If you meet somebody, right, and you remember somebody's name, it shows that you're interested in them. It shows that they're important, right? So remembering someone's name is a very quick and easy way to earn points right out of the gate. Number two, make people feel comfortable when you're around them. Make them feel at home. Make them feel relaxed. Let their guard down, right? To open up a little bit, to, you know, be vulnerable with you, to let them, let you see who they really are. That is a great way for someone to open up their world to you. And because you are making them feel comfortable, right? Then they feel like they have the ability to share some things with you. That could be a really great way of building a true, genuine, strong relationship. Now, this really ties into number three and parlays into number three, which is don't be judgmental. You know, and that's a hard one for me. I judge people all the time, okay? But when I am more intentional and more aware about not judging people, right, of really just genuinely showing interest in people and being more empathetic towards people, not judging people, I find that I can be more open to the good that they have to offer, to the things that we might be able to find mutual ground on or that could be beneficial for both of us that we can then, I can then find ways of adding value to that individual. So I'm not saying that you have to agree with everybody and what they say or how they act or what they do, right? But just being more open-minded is a great way to create an environment that allows you to connect with people. You will be seen as more likable if you're somebody who's not always judging other individuals. Number four, be a little bit more easygoing. Everybody's so damn rigid nowadays, right? There's a lot of people that I come across that are really inflexible. Okay, and I'm not saying that you need to be bending all over the place and that you don't need to stand for something, but don't be so rigid. Be flexible in how you go about doing what you do. Be a little bit more nimble and know that you can still find ways to pivot along the way to still get to the end destination. Flexibility is often a great way for getting invited into conversations or to events or into opportunities if you are not so stuck in the plan that it is that you have for yourself. So being a little bit more easygoing is a way to be seen as, hey, I like that person. They're not so damn rigid. They're a little bit more flexible, right? Number five, don't be egotistical. Okay, this goes back to the humility aspect of the equation. Don't be egotistical and act like you know it all. Okay, always be learning. Always be a student. Always be curious. That is so, so important because when we are curious, I know for me, right? If I'm open-minded to what the possibilities are or can be, instead of being so stuck to what I believe they are, I often, one, here's the way I look at it. I'm either going to learn something that is going to open me up to possibilities, to opportunities, to conversations, to ways of thinking that empower me and allow me to level up in whatever that area is, as well as just by being open and not acting like I know it all, right? Then I'm going to be able to have a broader, expansive reach on knowledge, tools, and resources that can potentially serve me or my belief system and strengthen that in some way, shape, or form, right? But the second you start acting like you know it all, you become closed-minded, you become scarcity-based, and that is really driven by the ego. So don't be egotistical. Nobody really likes to be around really, really egotistical people. Don't get me wrong, I have an ego, and it's a healthy ego, but at the end of the day, don't be somebody who acts like you know it all. One of my favorite quotes, and you know, I'm gonna butcher it here, but it's basically to be and surround yourself with people who are consistently seeking truth and avoid those and run from the ones who have said they found it, right? So that just means just be open-minded, right? Constantly seek more and more truth. Be open-minded to what that could be. But the second you say you found it, that's dangerous. Number six, try to be an interesting person and stimulate others. So being an interesting person, I always just think of the most interesting man in the world, right? Mr. Dos Equis. We all love to be around people who get us thinking differently, who get us taking actions or outside of our comfort zone that we may not be taking, that get us exposed to their ways of thinking, acting, and living, that are doing fun things, that allow us to cultivate stronger relationships and new interests. So be more interesting. Continue to grow yourself and your knowledge and step outside and shake up your comfort zone a little bit. By being interesting, it makes you very likable. And by being that catalyst and stimulating that in other people, people appreciate that in you, right? Oh man, you know what? I'm always this guy who always likes to stay in my little box, but when I get around Matt or when I get around you, right, they are always pushing me outside of that comfort zone. And even though it might be painful, I really appreciate that about them, right? So that is another factor in becoming more likable. Number seven, heal the misunderstanding you've had with other people and take accountability. Take ownership, extreme ownership for mistakes that you've made or shortcomings that you have, or if you've got DNA on a situation that you're maybe not proud of, that's okay. We're all humans. We all fuck up. We all mess up. But take ownership of that, right? Don't deflect that. Don't make excuses. Just apologize. Just own it. Admit those mistakes. Admit those shortcomings and seek growth out of that. I always appreciate when someone doesn't make excuses or dance around things and just owns up to it. And you're like, you know what? I messed up. You're right. I'm going to become better from this. I won't make this mistake again. And I appreciate you giving me that opportunity. That is something that I admire. It is something I respect. And it makes me like that person even more. Now, if they keep doing it over and over again, whole nother story, right? But being somebody who takes extreme ownership in your life for the shortcomings and the pitfalls, that is something that I believe is a very likable characteristic. Number eight, practice liking others until it's natural, right? Give empathy, be more understanding. Those are things that allow us to build and cultivate stronger relationships with people. And when we give it, right, we can receive it a whole lot more. Number nine is congratulate others always. So many people are trying to pull people down or are envious or are jealous, and they don't want to truly, genuinely celebrate people's wins, right? Celebrate other individuals who are winning. Be genuine about it. Work on that. That is something that is, one, healthy for you, but it is so healthy for other individuals when they are looking to surround themselves with positive people who lift them up, who encourage them, who challenge them, who inspire them, and who just want to celebrate with them when they are pursuing big goals and big dreams in life. Instead of somebody undercutting that or, you know, talking shit about it, or, oh, well, they did this, but, you know, right? The but always negates everything that was said before it. So just be somebody who genuinely celebrates and uplifts other people. That is a likable characteristic. The final one ties into the last variable of this equation, right? Which is bring the right energy to all situations and be very aware of your energy, okay? You can have a bad day. That's okay. I'm not telling you need to be Mr. Positive or Mrs. Positive all the time. I'm also not telling you that it is okay to justify having a bad day and going and bringing that negative energy into a conversation or to an opportunity or to a meeting or whatever it may be. Bring the right energy and manage and audit your energy consistently. And by being somebody who is very, very aware of their energy and bringing that energy to all situations in life, people find that infectious. and they pick up on it very quickly. It's almost impossible not to. And again, I'll go back to what I said in the beginning. You will know the people that are the infectious energy and they supercharge you. You will also know the alternative. So be one of those people that chooses to bring the right energy to your day. Those are my top 10. And if you do these things or a variety of these things, more often than not, you will build stronger, more genuine relationships. You will become a more likable person naturally, right? And you will open up more doors for opportunities, whether that's in business, for new friendships. You will make a bigger and more positive impact on other human beings. And I know deep down inside, at the end of the day, as human beings, that is what we want to do. You know, we all say we want to achieve this and achieve that, but we do genuinely want to feel important, want to feel like we make a difference, want to feel loved, right? And this is one way or 10 ways that you can do that and feel much better about yourself as a result in the process. So hopefully this message gives you some great insight and was some value today. And if it did, feel free to share it. Tag me on social media. That way you can get entered into the Spotlight review. Share it with one of your friends. And if you haven't left a review, again, please leave a review. Subscribe for the show. This is how we continue to connect with amazing people like you and to expand our reach. I couldn't and wouldn't do this show without you guys. So thank you so much for your continuous support. I love seeing you guys continue to grow and apply these things. This is what honestly keeps me doing this. I'm not making money from this damn show. It is actually something that is an expense for me. I could make money from it. I choose not to because I want to continue making an impact in the way that I know we can make it. So with that being said, have an amazing rest of your day. And until next episode, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.